Dostoevsky's reputation as an anti-Semite is nothing less than the product of Jewish malice born toward the Orthodox Church and Tsarist Russia. For it's within the context of Dostoevsky's Russian messianism and the opposing spirit of Jewish mammonism he observed in Russia, as it had overtaken Europe, that his anti-Semitism is framed. It was Dostoevsky's belief that Christ passed the torch of true religion to the Russian people of his day as the sole God-bearing nation, a role forfeited by the Jews, leaving their nation a mere phantom of their former glory. A star shall rise out of the east, Elder Zosima in the Brothers Karamazov declared with regard to the Russian Church bringing Christ's image and truth to the tottering creeds of the world. Dostoevsky's view that Jewry posed an obstacle to Russia's historical mission first appears in Crime and Punishment. One of the characters, while making his way through the streets of St. Petersburg in search of a fitting site to commit suicide, stops before a large building whose watchman is a Jew with a foreign accent, appearing as a kind of phantom. Rather than trying to stop the suicide, the Jew protests that it should not happen on his watch. "Not here, not here. What you are doing, this is not the place," the Jew insists. "Just say I was on my way to America," answers the Russian, and then pulls the trigger. The symbolism is clear. The dark forces of Jewry with its materialistic spirit threaten the destiny of Orthodox Russia from taking root in its own soil and emerging as a far-reaching redemptive force. Bearing the prophet's mantle, Dostoevsky pictured Jewish Bolshevism forestalling the mission of Russian messianism. But after decades of suffering under the darkness of the Jewish Soviet, the Russian Church reemerges as a spiritual light. "We're living in apocalyptic times," the patriarch of all Russia announced last week when reproving the West for justifying the sin of homosexuality by legislating it into law, a first in human history.
Это очень опасный апокалиптический симптом. И мы должны делать все для того, чтобы на пространствах Святой Руси никогда грех не утверждался законом государства.
Русская церковь уважает свободный выбор человека, даже греховный. Нас глубоко волнует то, что впервые за всю историю человеческого рода грех оправдывается посредством закона.
But Obama, an alleged homosexual himself and the chief sponsor of the final phase of the West decline, condemned Russia for prohibiting the dissemination of homosexual propaganda to children. And he did so in the darkness of night in an interview with the atheist talk show host Jay Leno.
Well, something that shocked me about Russia, and I'm surprised this is not a huge story, suddenly homosexuality is against the law. I mean, this seems like Germany. Let's round up the Jews, let's round up the gays, let's round up the black. I mean, it starts with that.
Wait a minute. The patriarch said homosexuals are free to choose their lifestyle. No one's rounding them up. But they are forbidden to parade their depravity in the streets where the eyes of children will be defiled. Let's see what Obama says.
I have no patience for countries that try to treat gays or lesbians or transgender persons in ways that intimidate them or are harmful to them.
You got it wrong, Obongo. The sodomites are the ones intimidating and harming others by parading their perversity and their shame before all to see. In Dostoevsky's Demons, he warns that when a nation loses faith in God, it is no longer a nation. Surely this hater of God's laws, Obama, is rushing America headlong onto the path of destruction, upon which it no longer has anything to give but its own godlessness heaped upon the world. Dostoevsky then brings onto the world stage a holy fool in the person of Alyosha in his final work, The Brothers Karamazov. When asked by a troubled girl if at Easter the Jews kill a child and eat it, Alyosha answers, "I don't know." This passage alone, more than any other in the history of literature, has driven Jewry into such a frenzy that they insist Dostoevsky should have put into Alyosha's mouth a plain and simple no. But Alyosha's answer stands. The killing of Christianity, Dostoevsky foresaw, would find a fitting grave in the Judaized West. But when a star rises in the east, casting its rays on the benighted west, its bright and holy light, no Jew can kill.